if you want to push it down. No, the whole camera. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, to end this year right before the summer, start what we we started this year, the series of halachas of hilchos tefillah, and we did Baruch Hashem throughout the winter. We went through beginning of davening and karbanis and pesukei zimra and kriya shma, and now we got the Shmoneh Esrei. And we'll do Be'ez Hashem the next 2-3 weeks, try to get to a little bit of the halachas, the main halachas that are get to Shmoneh Esrei that relate to us. So the Shia today, we discuss the time, what's called Zman Tefillah Shachris. When, from when to when can you daven Shachris? So obviously there's the beginning of the time, there's the end of the time, and then there's the main time. So let's see let's learn from the Gemara as we usually do. And we'll get to these details. The Gemara in Brachos of Chof Zayin, number one on your page in the top right. The Mishnah says, that's Perek Revi, the fourth Perek of Brachos. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzois. You can daven Shachar until Chatzois. Abido Haimer Ad Arba Shois. It's until the fourth hour. That's what it says. Let's skip to the Gemara. Sok to Gemara. Very meaning, he says, well, question. Mitzvah so yimanei tzachamo. When should you daven shachris? Nates. It's called what we call a sikkim. Sunrise. That's when you should daven. So what do you mean you have till chatzos or till arba shois? So that's the right way to do it. If you need to spell by yom, so main davening is in the day. That's vasikim, meaning people that want to do the medatik and mitzvahs. Rashi says, Fasik on the right side of the page, Hamagdimim lemitzos umichazrim lasers dover bezmanoi umitzvos. They want to do something the right in the most appropriate way. Magdimim laachan etzacham lispal. Pchidav mastisin laachin shelo yaachir tibitz b'shivisham veilech over azman. Meaning, the best time to daven shachris is next, but you have leeway to do it even after that. Doma yochiv fasik you going versus etzacham. You can do till chatzos. If you don't do till the nights, you can go to chatzos according to Rabban. Says more of a two loy. That's all. From a mari breda avunu breda yermiya barabo my veichanon tov loy pas arvitz pas shachis shtaim shachus ba amicha shtaim. Right. So chashtai kul yoyim matzava. So what is the word saying? We're saying here you can daven if a person misses shachis. He could daven mincha twice. This is another sugya, which hopefully we'll get to one day. The person misses the davening, he can do hashlama. He can daven the next davening twice. So says the Gemara, ad chatzois daven is chay tefila bezmano. You're right. Until chatzois, that's the main davening. Mikan meir chay tefila yavilei, chay tefila bezmano lo yavilei. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says really, your main davening is in the morning. What in the morning? Il te chatzois, kurta rabban, kurta abidus, til abashos. Then you have another thing, which is if you didn't daven, you can be mashrimin even later if you daven mincha, but that doesn't have tefillah bezmano. That's only a stam tefillah. That's what the Gemara says over here. Now, the Gemara afterwards, which we don't have over here on the page, learns that the davening can go that we pass kan halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that we go to arba shos, not to chatzos, but to arba shos. So the main davening is until arba shos. So do we have anything to do with chatzos or not? If we hold like a Yehuda, you would think till arba shos is the main time. From then on, it's already you have the same problem like you always have. So let's see. So let's we'll start with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tesavut Beis. What are the before I should speak about? So let's the first part of what we're going to learn is. Now I'm thinking about maybe it's kedai for us to first of all, we'll skip that first poll. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's go first of all to the time of Soy Zman Tefillah. What are the times of Zman Tefillah? If you look at the Rambam, number 5 in the page, and the right side of the page at the bottom, Rambam says Tefillah is the Shachar Mitzvah So Shiachis Parali Manit Sachamo. You should daven it. Vizmano at Soy Shaol Revi Shishlish Zayim. It's until the fourth hour. Like we said, Halacha is like a Buddha. So until the fourth hour, obviously, what's the fourth hour? You divide the day into 12 equal hours. That's called Shah Zmanis. And you could daven tefillah until Shah Revis. Vim over tovit palachar ba arba at chatzay sayoyim yotzay deichay ves tefila. So the Rambam adds you a little clinch. He says you could continue davening until chatzayis, but you still and you still have davening. Avaloyot tzay deichay ves tefila bezmano. Shekashem she tefila mitzvah min haTorah kach mitzvah divrei zpalto bezmano kmo shtinu chachamim v'nevi'im. So he goes and adds this idea that you should daven until fourth hour is tefillah b'zmano. After fourth hour, is not tefillah b'zmano. It sounds like what the Gemara says about mincha. Right? The Gemara said, if a person missed shachris, he could daven mincha twice. The Gemara says, so you could daven the whole day. Well, you're right. If you could daven mincha twice, you have tefillah, but you don't have tefillah b'zmano. The Rambam says the same thing between the fourth hour and the sixth hour, in between shor revis and the chatzais. Until the middle of the day. You also have the same idea. If a person, let's say today, Samad Fila is around 10, I think it's around 10:20, something like that, give or take. What it says over there?
Gotta wait for the next screen.
Yeah, it's the next screen. So it's around something like that. You could dive until then. That's Samad Fila. You go on to the, from Samad Fila, 10:20, until around 1 o'clock, which is Chatzais, that's where the Rambam says you have a din of Tfila Shlom Zmana. Right? That's Lachur saying the same thing. Here, what it says over there?
10:22.
Okay, so that's what it is. Now that's what sounds to the Rambam. So here the question is like this. So according to that, if we understand the Rambam that way, the way of davening shachris after the fourth hour until chatzos is the same thing. Like if someone missed shachris, he davened mincha twice. Same thing. You're doing davening, but not at the right time. The Kesef Mishnah over here, number 6, really understands it that way. And he adds something. Look at this. It says, nearly atam, the first line, so in the middle of the first line. The cave of the kaim on the top of the shach is pa'a mincha shtayim. You miss shach, you down mincha twice, you hit the choy of a shach. Kochka ha'a chatzoiz, da kati lo'y matas man tfaz mincha. You can always fill in davening during that day. You miss shachris, you daven mincha twice.
I think that's the equivalent of davening at 11 o'clock shachris.
Or davening 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what it says. I mean, this guy says, but I'm going to mincha, I get better shachris. The only difference is, if mincha came, if it's already 1:30, when you can daven mincha, so daven mincha first, and then you daven hashlom of a shachris. Before, you can't daven mincha first. It's only shachris. That's what it says. So I asked him because he has a problem with that. He said, "Mikol kom, yesh medag de shaveli la'arif rabbeinu lichtov et chatzos v'chati shal yaser." Remember, chatzos. Let's say today, chatzos is around 1 o'clock. When you can daven mincha, only 1:35. Why? Because even though you chatzos is 1 o'clock, you can't daven mincha until you get to the middle of the seventh hour. You have to wait another half hour. Half hour is mani, is what's called. So, according to the Svar of the Kesef Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah says it like this. Really, if you daven shachis after 10 o'clock, after 10:20, it's like davening at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The only difference is that when you get to the Tanya, daven mincha first. If you didn't get to the Tanya, daven mincha, you don't daven mincha first. So why you say the chatzais? To say the chatzais in half, till time of mincha. That's what he says. He says, Finirli den echanami el deloy dak ben chatzois lechatzis shal yoyser. You're right. Chatzois mean chatzois. Half an hour, same thing. And that's what he says. That's what the Kesef Mishnah learns. Kesef Mishnah is who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? Rav Yosef Karo. The same one who wrote the Beis Yosef. Who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So he wrote a commentary on the Rambam. And he sends him, go look at my Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef, in Sim Peites, if you look at number 7 on the page, so he comes and he asks the same question. He comes to a different answer. And he says the following. He says, it's not the same thing. Davening after 10 o'clock in the morning or davening 2 o'clock in the afternoon is not the same thing. Still tefillah. Says, we have two machlekes, Rabbi Rabbanan. We pass like Rabbi Yudah. The main field is 4 hours. Rabbanan said to Chatzos, when we pass like Rabbi Yudah, we're not saying that Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan are so different. Rabbi Yudah is still 4 hours. And from then on, it's like davening in the afternoon. And according to Rabbanan, it's still 6 hours. He says, no, don't make that machlekes such an extreme machlekes. So he says, no. According to you, what's going to happen? The beauty is palachadal shows lo yevli tzchat fila klal. There's no davening at all. But it's palav yechad chatzos yadli tzchat fila bezmano. It's very hard to say that machlokes is so extreme. Hilkav imatir pluktar de kula amidal shows chatzos chat fila yevli. Bein b'shachach bein b'hizit. Et abiyud lo b'ezrat filo b'zmano b'yem b'ezrat filo b'zmano. So he says the following. So what does the Mishnah say? So he says, really there's three times davening shachas. I mean, there's more, but the main davening is until 4 hours. From 4 hours until chatzos, it's not the best davening, but it's still some time of zman tefillah. After chatzos, you get to the mincha time, then you have the idea of hashlama. Now, what's the nafkamina between if it's you're just davening after the time, or you're davening hashlama? The big nafkamina is, which Yosef implies it in his words, and he also says about before, is what happens if you purposely didn't daven shachas.
You can't make it up.
Hashlama is someone made by mistake. It was a mistake. It was an oinus. He couldn't daven. He forgot about it. He davened mincha twice. For the purpose, could daven, and he missed it purposely. He can't daven mincha twice. Could you daven at 11 o'clock in the morning if you missed it purposely? Says the Mishnah, said yes. From the end of the 4th hour to the end of the 6th hour, from like for us, so 10:20 until 1 o'clock afternoon, it's like an in-between time. Right? It's an in-between zone. It's not the best time. You missed already Zman Tefillah B'Zmano. But you're still in the zone of Shachris. Even if you purposely miss, you can still daven. You don't have Tefillah B'Zmano, but you have Zman Tefillah. You're okay. You get to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you can daven Mincha twice if you did it purposely. That's how the B'Zmano learns. And that's why it says the B'Zmano, so he concludes. That's why the Rambam doesn't say until Chatzos and a half. Doesn't say until 1:30 in the afternoon. It's until 1 o'clock. Because that Zman Tefillah, which is Zman Tefillah, but not Zmano, goes till Chatzos and not more. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch basically says that the Shulchan Aruch in number 8, the left side of the page. So, with the beginning, it says Zman Tefillah Shachar Mitzvah Shachim Neitz Chama based on Neitz Kichtiv Yuchim Shemesh. We'll get back to that in a second. We could have it earlier. The main time is until the 4th hour, the 3rd of the day, which is today 10:20. After 4 hours, he still has chatfilo. That's what he says. Says the Ramah. The Acha Chatzos also is part of the Shachas. No Shachas after Chatzos. It's a double mincha. You can have a mincha, but you don't have Shachas after Chatzos. It basically, the Ramo concludes what the Beis Yosef told us. That you have Shachas after Chatzos, but you have it. If you look at the Goyen says, Vimton, in letter A, it's number 9 in the page below, you have in the Oisei in the Goyen, Vimton, Kula Yoyma, Wadil Abidu Midal Choice, Sarif Arosh Apoiskim, Sarif Arosh Masha Davka Toh. The reason for the Rosh Bash won't be a mistake. Chemash from a Gemara that you learn from Mincha. That means Tov Leipel Shtachis as Hashem. V'Shah Mezid Lo. If you did purposely, you can daven Mincha twice. So you can daven after 4 hours. Avla Rambam that to Kosu Afilu Ovar Mispal Chatzos. Even if it was purposely, he didn't miss Shachis. He can go to Chatzos. Fam B'Soysef Shnoch B'Zeh. And then he says Lachemish to argues. Says the Goyim Mitzorchiun. So the Goyim is not so clear about this B'Soysef. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskas La'Alocha. So it comes out, what comes out according to Shulchan Aruch, we talk about the end of Zman Tefillah. When is the end of Zman Tefillah? L'chatchila, you have to do Zman Tefillah as until the end of the 4th hour, which is today 10:20. B'di'evet, I mean, not b'di'evet, you miss mano, but you still have a time to have a shachas l'chatzos, and it's still considered to be shachas. And after chatzos, you can't have a shachas anymore if you did it by mistake. When you get to Mincha, you can daven Mincha twice. The first minute is for Mincha, the other one is Mahashem Shachis, has a different din as the Mashmos in the Ramah.
If you don't daven Mincha until, let's say, later, let's say, so now, can you daven Shachris?
Yes. The whole time Mincha is the same thing. Obviously, it's Zuzim and Dina Mitzvahs, but you can daven, if you daven 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you can daven Shachris. They do a double Mincha. He's not so clear that he agrees with it. That's what he points out this idea. Basically, when we saw the two pshati of the Kesem Mishnah and the Bishesif, that's what the God is debating. Is it like, do we consider it to be like a Mincha or it's something else like a Shulchan Aruch Paskas?
This is talking about obviously Shemun Esrei.
Yes.
What are all the rest of the Shachis?
So the rest of Shachis is here. That's a good point. Just to mention that out, we learned a few months ago about Zman Krishma. Krishma, you need to end before the 3rd hour. But if a person, let's say, you are in a place where you daven today. Today, most shuls start at quarter to 9 o'clock in the morning. In Shabbos, Zman Krisha is 9:10. Most shuls don't make it. So what do we learned it. We said the Gaon doesn't like it so much, as we learned it in the sugya of Kriya Shema. But the Maisa, we pass Kala Halacha, but the Eved, you do Kriya Shema before davening. So you do the Kriya Shema alone. So now the rest of davening you can do till the fourth hour. Brachos of the brachos and all that, you could do the whole, you could do it till Chatzos. You probably could do the Birkas Shachar, you could probably do even after Chatzos. There's only talking about Shmoneh Esrei and the Birkas Kriya Shema. The Birkas Kriya Shema go together with Shmoneh Esrei.
Not together with?
Shmoneh Esrei. So that's that part. That's the first point we just learned today, is until when can you daven? Obviously, fourth hour is the ideal. After that, it's a problem. You miss Zmano. So really not to daven at the fourth hour, that's it's a problem of Zman Tefilo, which you're really missing Zman Tefilo b'Zmano. But again, till Chatzos, you have time to daven Shachar.
Do you think it's like not so shy of people like when they travel on planes?
Yeah.
Going to Israel, a lot
right.
of times
to daven. Davening in the plane, I know that's a big issue. That's you have to be a cheshbon around when Nate says and Dam and them, because within half an hour you miss Zman Tefila. It goes very fast. That's maybe one day we should do the plane shir, like the cheshbon.
That's good. Yeah, I need
Now, so that's regarding end of Zman Tefila. Now let's go back to the beginning of Zman Tefila. When is the beginning of Zman Tefila? So the Gemara told us, when is the beginning of Zman Tefila? So The Gemara we learned Tefilas Hashachar Ad Chatzos. When does it start? If you look at the Rosh, number 3 in the page, the Rosh says Tefilas Hashachar Ad Chatzos Yabudo Yimei Adar Vashos, and then he goes on to say Mincha. Okay. Now look at starting from the fourth line in the Rosh. The Rosh says V'tchila Zman, middle of the fourth line. Yiroi, when is the beginning of Zman Tefila? The Gemara wasn't so clear about it. Says the Rosh Mishe'olo Barach Hashachar Ve'ir Pnei Mizrach. Which for us means Alois HaShachar. When it starts morning, dawn. Midi de'avi atomid HaShachar. Because when can you do Korban Tomid? Shachar goes with the Korban Tomid. Korban Tomid is the beginning of the day. Even though the main time is Eitzachamo, G'dechtiv Yeruchim, Shemesh, V'kom Yitpol B'zor Shua Yotze. If you did earlier, Zor Yotze. V'atayin L'chol Shafash, why was that mentioned in the Gemara? T'imimu Zepshiti, K'ivan, D'zman HaMuchash, Lo Uzman HaTomid, who didn't cause Malam Mugdam? The same way you go to the fourth hour, that's the time where you give Tomit, because that's what the Gemara says, we mean Korban Tomit. So the beginning of Zman Tefila is also Zman Korban Tomit. So you can daven at the beginning of Zman Tefila. What is the beginning of Zman Tefila? Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar, that's what you daven.
If you put the Korban Tomit from and Alois HaShachar, then you'd be
the Yoytze. Not even the Yavid, the Chatkhila. The Chatkhila, you did it. Korban Tomit, the Chatkhila, you do it. Okay? Now, the Bishayisev quotes, he brings it like in a little express, we'll bring you a look here in the Bach. The Shitas, there's a Shitas of Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim argues. Rabbi Yeruchim says that you should daven Shachar not from Alois HaShachar, but not from the Nates, that's Chatchila, but from Mishayakir. Remember Mishayakir is when you can start saying Shema and put in Tefillin. You have Mishayakir, that's when you daven Shachar as well. You can't have it earlier than that. Let's say today, again, Alois, we have Alois HaShachar. It depends. There's a different sheet is what it is. Let's say, according to many, 72 minutes before 3:35, and earliest time is 4:15, right? That's about 40 minutes. It's a 40-minute difference. So when can you start davening? According to the Rosh, it says 3:35. According to the it should be 4:15. Look at the Bach. The Bach explains it. Because of many Yeruchos, man, tefillah, mishiyakis, chavir, b'chukar, ba'amis. Umitzah, mufchish, b'achar, nitzachamo. Beseder. So I skipped you one thing. The Gemara in the Brachas Avtesa with base, when the Gemara speaks about this Rishayakir, look at the number 2 in the page. The number 2 page brings, we learned this one. This is the Gemara, number 2 is in the middle of the page. The Gemara says over there, regarding Tefillin, regarding Shema, that's the idea of Mishayakir, 4:15. That's a law like him. Only for tefillin we pass klachem. The kriyish we give a sikin, and then we say a sikin is the, which is the name, that's the real, the appropriate time to do it. So the Bach brings you the Bishayis, the Bishayis says, go back to the Bach number 4, end of the first white line. Hiksha Bishayis, that by the kamer le tefillin kacher. Have got tefillin mishayakir. Dam mishayak is chaver, but le tefillin kacher, come on, shibir abiruchim. The light tefillah is why saying tefillah is only mishiyakir? Tefillah should be mishalais. Also, Rabbi Yochum agrees that really tefillin get to start earlier.
That's about simple.
Really, you could daven earlier. But you have to daven Shema before Shema Ezra. Because we pass again, that's a lot. Last year we davened Chas Tefillah before Purim. Is Lismech Geula Letfilah. You need to have Shema with its brachas right before Shmona Esrei. Shema you can do before Mishiyakir. So I can't do Shmona Esrei before Mishiyakir. Because it has to go in the sequence. That's what he means. Not that you can, you really could daven. But the Yemen, as we'll see soon, if you have to daven Shmona Esrei before Shema, which is not the right way to do, but Mikar, then you have that Dievet, you could daven Shmona Esrei before. So he, it says the Bach is not really arguing on the concept that you could daven Shmona Esrei form Alois HaShachar, just the sequence of davening, you really have to wait till Mishiyakir. Now, we have over here, if you look, really it's almost a Mefirish Gemara. That's what the Gemara is going to send us. The Gemara tells us the following. Look at number 10 on the page. The left side, top of the page. When they went to go on the way, they had to leave early. So what did they do? They davened early. When did Umagdu Matzli? Rashi says of Umagdime, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's number 11 below the page, Rashi's Umagdime, Koidim Hayoim, before the day. Toysis disagrees. Look at Toysis number 12. Says Toysis, Pirush Rashi Koidim Amud Shachar. Veloy Mire, Dim Ken La Yetzi Beklal, Tayde Nayoim. It's a day. In other words, when Rabbi Shmuel had to leave, they davened Shachar early. What was early? It says, before Nate, after Amun Shachar. That's what they davened. That says you can daven after Amun Shachar. Now the Gemara says, "Kivi Amamati is my Kriyshu Koru." Then they die say Kriyshu later. Says the Gemara, "Keban Ki Aitai Tani Ishkel Tzadech Mimi Moshefel Yitkoya." So what we brings around, I'm not going to read the whole thing. But the idea over here is that because he's on the way, they didn't want to daven on the way. They want to daven be, you know, standing in their house. So they daven at home, and then they say Krishna later, which is not the Ikar din. Then the Gemara says, if Shimon loves Arimir, Benko, 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 Krishna, his father should daven Krishna, then daven. Kedeshi is with Gula Tfila. You have to do Shva before Shva Esrei. Don't do Shva Esrei early. But Ma'akev, what's the machlokes? Ma'asor tefillin mu'uma div. It's better to daven standing in kavana. Uma'asavar bismach gula tefillin div. It's better to daven gula tefillin. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Okay. And then the Gemara brings different stories about it. And the Gemara concludes the last few lines. The Gemara says, "La'avin ma'akev avud Shmuel v'Levi. Why don't we do like Shmuel v'Levi? Amar lo lechazinu l'rabban k'shishi min adav deach. I didn't see my older rabban doing that." Meaning davening Shmona Esrei before Shema early in the day. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara brings here that Rav Shmuel used to daven Shachas early. When they daven Shachas early, they daven Mishalom with a Shachar. That's Ikar Din. Elamah, because you want to miss with Gula Tefillah, maybe you have to delay it a little bit. But you see over there in the Gemara that you could daven earlier. If you go back to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch started. Zman Tulas HaShachar, says Shulchan Aruch, number 8. Mitzvah Sosh Yadchir Yitzacham. The main Shachar is Nate. So he says, if you look at the Goyin, I'm going to go to number 9 and back. The Goyin says a number in Ois base, V'im, that's the Gemara we just mentioned. Everything that you do in the day, you could start at the beginning of the day. Kamosh Kadu Megillah. Megillah says, Kosh Mitzvah Bayoyim, it says a Kolayim. You could do the whole day. Like you do Tommy, you can do for the morning. So that's what he says. That's what he says. So brings the Goyin all these sources. That really the day starts at Alois, therefore you can start davening at Alois.
Right, so at Alois, you can start davening. And no matter how you hold, you can start davening at Alois. But you obviously can't say Shema.
Right.
You can't say brachas around. And you really. You can't.
So that's why, that's the sense of the Bach. That's what Yerucha means. The Shmona Esrei will be before Mishiyakir. Because you have to see that with Shema. But if you have a problem, you cannot do it. Do Shmona Esrei earlier.
Right.
We'll see in a second that we don't do that today.
So you're at 3:30 or 4:00. 4:15. At 4:15, yeah. You're part of, you can
write. Very good.
No matter who's...
At 4:15, for sure comes out that you can do it.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Maybe we can discuss it later, but I had a flight to Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. The flight took off at 5:25 a.m. Mm-hmm. I landed in Los Angeles at 8:30. So by the time I got to the airport, and I'm already, the plane is like boarding. I can't daven. So I waited to daven until I got to L.A.
Yeah.
But the time, I missed Alas HaShachar. I missed everything here in New York. But I got to L.A.
Okay.
It was still time. So what should I have done?
So let's see. Very good. That's a good question. Part of what we learned today. Regarding the timing, we always hold you go based on where you are. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you're now in L.A., you're still okay.
Right.
But the question is, you dive in earlier or later?
Right.
So let's see. That's what we're going to get to. So first of all, I was talking about you have to dive in Minei Tzachav. So what are we coming right now? Beginning of davening is Alois. Okay. What do the Gula Tefillah, Mishiachir. Main davening is Nates. Then you can go to the Avashos. Could you dive in before Nates? So really, the question is like this. The Achorim discussed the following. Is there a difference if I'm not going to dive in Nates? Is there a difference davening, let's say Mishiachir. Today, Nate is about 5:27 today.
Right.
Mishiachir is 4:15.
Right.
I can daven 5:27. Not going to happen.
Right.
Is there a difference if I'm davening 4:30 or 6:30?
Right.
Or there's no difference? So the Achorim discuss it. The one who brings it the most is the shoot pre-Yitzchak. Pre-Yitzchak is a Yitzchak Blazer, known for his Musas for him. He has a shoot, he was a Rav. And in the Tshuva, and he has, in Simon Chelikah, Simon Beis, speaks about it. And look what he says, number 13. He says, if the fees are near it, to me, she lo yuchal chavit ba miyad lacha anitz, she tiye im ashesh ba'amish, we mail ein nef kemino, im magdi nispa'al koyta ba'anitz, o achakach, buf look at it. There's no difference before and after. Ve'av, yesh lo yimad. Says one second, but maybe it's better day than before the day. Not so sure. The best you can do yaker. You best to do dates. If you're not doing dates, ain't enough community magdim. There's no problem. So before. That's the best thing. So then he brings the story that he's going to ask. If someone has a minion to daven before, the minion is before Nates, like happens in the winter by us. The minion is 6 o'clock, Nates is only 7 o'clock. Or he could daven b'yichidus after Nates. So he says, listen, daven before Nates after Nates is the same thing. That's what P'yitzchak says. Now, l'chura, so that's what P'yitzchak is basically saying, before Nates, after Nates is the same. Other Chayim say maybe what Pilei is referring to, he's not so sure about it. He's referring to is either davening with a minion before Nates, or davening b'yichidus after Nates. But if you could daven with a tzibur before or after, maybe the Pilei himself also will agree better to do during the day. Maybe. But the lusha that he's saying is, l'chur, there's no difference between before Nates and after Nates. Look now at number 14. 14 is Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says the following. U'mishein yuchol chav la'asos ken, don't die in 4 minutes. 14 on the bottom of the page. That's what he says. And then you do it for. So the Shulchan Aruch basically says the Feirish. If you could have a choice before Nates or after Nates, die on after Nates. By the way, after Nates. By the way, the Rambam is also Mashma. Because when the Rambam says it, we'll go back to the Rambam number 5. It says, he doesn't even bring before. The Rosh says, by the way, it's probably also before. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just says Nates. So the Mashmo says, better to do Nates. The truth is that also, look at the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham speaks about the case when people do Slichas early, when they do Slichas the right time, which is before. So it says the Mogen Avraham, number 15, left side of the page. That's not right to do it. Maybe it's a headache to go back home and come back. The Mogadavon says, don't dive in 4 nights. If you have to. Masha is more magma dive in 4 nights. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, this is, we had a big discussion with a Chashav Rav in this neighborhood, that his, he put in his shul that they should daven, they daven Shavuos before Nates. So I told him, I mean, one day of the year that everybody could daven Nates, we're talking about it was a half an hour difference. If it's less than a 20-minute difference, what's the problem? So he pointed out this Mishnah Berurah. Look at Mishnah Berurah number 16. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cause the primary goyim tzivit zayin the chag haShavuos sheni oyim kol alayla in Shavuos that you're up the whole night. Mutol ispal kol devenetz. You can have it for nights. The kishayel beisu bashkama toyuch is kabes sheni to go home. Why? It's not so clear why the goyim says you go to come back. That's what he says. So if the Mishnah brings the name of Masuach for Shatzion, you can have it for nights. Here,
we don't wait for Nate.
Yeah, it's a little difficult for me to accept it because we're talking about a 20-minute difference.
Yeah.
This year was for 20 minutes difference.
30 minutes at that time, you
won. What? So you daven Nate's the beginning.
You know what they do in Eretz Yisrael? They stop.
Yeah, maybe they do it too. They go to sleep. Yeah, but I'm saying, but when you're right now, I remember this year was very clear. This year, if you daven, we wanted to do Mac, you do 4:25. If you daven Nate, you start at 4:50. So for this 20 minutes,
4:50, we started davening at 4:50.
Yeah, so say if you,
no earlier,
no, that was the because of the shy. It's a side point. It's a side point. If you already could do Nate, which is such a big Indian daven Nate, why not daven Nate? If you're ready, we talk about 20 minutes. But I'm just saying that the Mishnah Berurah brings that there is a concept. If you're toich for a tzibur, it's very hard for them, and people are getting all they're not learning, and you have that idea that you could die for. Just what do you do see for them? Give a Mishnah Berurah. Slichas, the early Shavuos up the whole night. Not sure. Regular day don't do before nights. That Mishnah Berurah is that's really Mishnah Berurah. If you look and turn down the page, number 17, the Biur Halacha says the following. That's the Biur Halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Says, "Pula b'med din zeh toli mutam itzadin lispal koydem anetzacham." Can you daven for nates? V'haim mechayod do michal tetzayin. Terechayim b'din zman tefila mashu shebidino ein lispal lechatchila koydem anetz. Better not to daven before nates. Kol zeh shosh atzchak, avash atzchak v'adam otef. It's doichak. You're stuck. You could because it's matfila, but it's better not to. Better daven after nates. If you look now in the next Biur Halacha, Siman Peites, that's our Siman. Siman lechatz tefila. He says, we always be careful to speak good tefillah. You can't daven early. So you have to do tzichkos kriyashma b'kaseh. And you have to be b'shiyakir. Achla akar hazman hazeh, says the Biur Halacha, efshar dein limchos b'yad ha'neragim l'akar. Someone wants to daven after that. After yakir. Before nates. You can't be moich, you can't scream at him. Ayin abach, risho. That he brings. So the Mishnah Berurah concludes: Mitzvah bin Amuvcha is after Nates. Before Nates, ain't limchos. You can't scream on them. Really, what the pre Yitzchak is suffic. He says before Nates, after Nates is the same. The Biur Halacha is not so clear about it. He says I think Mitzvah bin Amuvcha probably after Nates is better. Before I can't scream at anybody who says it. Really, that's what the Minchas Yitzchak, the Minchas Yitzchak is now Yitzchak Weiss. He brings you number 19. He says he brings a Pri Yitzchok, and he wants to say, Pri Yitzchok is talking about if you have a choice between davening with a tzibur, davening with a chiddus, then you daven on a tzibur. But if you have a tzibur before nates, after nates, you have should do that. He brings those to Chai, he brings everybody. If you look at the end of number 19, if you can do before nates, after nates, that's what he says. Now, this is important. I didn't bring in the page. I saw it only afterwards. I should have brought it. The Moshe Feinstein, that Igros Moshe, in our Chaim Chilek Dalet Siman Vov, says like the Pri Yitzchok. He says that before nates and after nates is the same. And that's a big question. The question is, can you lechatchilo have a minion davening before nates, which is very common by us when we have now. You know, when you get, especially when you're getting when they change the clock in the beginning of the winter. Nates could be 7:30. Many people have to leave to work. Can you daven before? So, for the mishtimas and mishnah berurah, the Biur Halacha, the mashmos that comes out from the Magen Avraham, the pash, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you should lechatchila daven after nates. But we have the Pri Yitzchak, and the Avtalim Ramosha finds it as well, says that before nates, there's no difference, and the same way you can daven after, you can daven before. So that's the big nefkamin over here. Can you daven before, you can daven after. Now,
Toronto, they have a Myrav Minyan
plug. Yeah, that's something else. Yeah.
Right after you
yeah.
And then
they have it over here in the White Shul as well. The White Shul has a plug every day throughout the whole winter as well. So he says like this. Just to conclude this thing is really the last safe in Shulchan Aruch, this simon, is what the story that we had to Rav Shmuel. Someone has to leave it early. Look at Tziv Ches, number 20. B'sh'as atchak, you're stuck. K'goyin sh'tzorek la'ashkim l'deach yochol yispal mish'olam u'l'shachar. Davin, 18 at 3:35. V'yagdim milikus k'yesh v'at sh'yigiz ma'an. Wait for Shema till afterwards. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the morning, y'mshikosh k'yesh v'at l'deach. If you could, wait for that. He's not connecting. So this is Shulchan Aruch. It's better to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavana than to do Geula Tefillah. The Mogen Avraham says, one second. Well, we don't pass on that. Look at the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says, "B'shas atchak tzorchinu d'rav oylem ein yizorim b'zeh." The Mogen Avraham, nobody does that. The post goes Shumer and Lazar. We saw in the Gemara Shumer and Lazar. The Mitzvah Geula Tefillah Adif. First of all, maybe we pass like that, says the Magen Avraham. And then he says, "Voy derashi pirish till mu adiv kedesh yuchal chav and social kavana." Ve'ino belav achi ein mechav nin kol kach. That's a story brought down a lot in Poiskim of Hilchos Tefillah. The whole idea is David Shmuel early. It's because you can have kavana, but today anyway don't have kavana. So mutav lismach geula l'tefillah. That's what he says, and that's what brings the Magen Avraham, and the Mishabura also says the same thing. You have to do put on tefillin. So he says that kulam mikrakesh. That's what he says. If you do the Mishabura sif mem, he brings the biur locha. I replace kisuro davka achas sheh mizrach. That we said the practice says that in verach tefillin, you have a problem. V'imi gias banazel. Look, then that's how he concludes. If you get it ready to after yakir. That's for sure. Right, that's what he says. So what the place can say is never daven Shmoneh Esrei before Shema. Yishuei Mishiyakir. That's the lechatchila. B'di'evet you can daven also Kriya Shema before Mishiyakir. It's only B'di'evet. Lechatchila after Mishiyakir. The best thing is to daven Mishiyakir and then you do, if you're stuck, you have a flight to catch. If you do the flight, you're going to miss Nates. After Mishiyakir is the Chetchila. So if usually you come to the airport a few minutes early, you're able to do davening before after Mishiyakir, then you're okay. But Yevon Mamish can do it even earlier than that. I'll say there, as the Mishnah points out over here. Now, if you have a choice to daven either before Nates or after Nates, we saw the Mishnah Berurah hold Halacha like Sabbat Magravam, the Mashmua Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's better to daven after Nates before Nates. So if someone's going to LA, he can daven either before, but it's before Nates. Or he's going to land at 8:30, it's going to be after Nates. Maybe one can say do it afterwards. The only thing is, when you're flying, there's another thing. And this is the other part of this sim, which we didn't learn today, is what can't you do before davening? And really, before davening, you should not be doing anything. You're not allowed to do your tzrachim, you're not allowed to eat. Even learning is not so simple. We'll see, hopefully get to that next week. So if a person is going now on a flight of 5-6 hours, and he basically can't do anything because he didn't daven, maybe then it's better to daven earlier, and be soimei chalitza pri yitzchok, and the Rosh Hashanah said, oh, that's no problem, that before davening happens the same thing. And even if that, the Rosh Hashanah said, shasat chak, for sure you could do before. So here, you're talking about really delaying your davening for 5 hours without davening, you have to start the day with davening, maybe it would be better to daven before the nates, and to be yitzchok all these shittas, and be yitzchok all these things.
Looked at the timing of it also because Nates was 5:23, so we were in the air already. Nates davening, like I looked at the Young Israel schedule. They keep a schedule for because they have
yeah.
And it's out. You can look up like 6 months from now. So davening there was 4:58. Nates was 5:23.
Here.
Right. So. Well, I said brachas. I said everything that I could. I didn't put on my tefillin because we were already in the air. And then I said, I'm going to forget about having kavana. I was, I had thrown off the plane. But when I landed in L.A., I was able to get to a minyan.
Yeah, it's just business.
My question is, like,